Hey guys, it's Tisha with the Black Millennials Network podcast. And for our first podcast, we're going to be talking about six ways to overcome or stop procrastination, right? So I struggle with procrastination. I'm sure a lot of you struggle with procrastination. And these are just six tips that I found that kind of helped me out. So they help you out, great. If not, pass them along to someone else who you feel could benefit from it. We're just going to jump right into this, guys. So here's your chance to go grab a pen and paper if you want to. If not, again, we're jumping right into it. Number one, break your work down into chunks. Instead of looking at tasks or projects as work or obstacles that will take all day, break them up into doable sections. This means taking the time to actually approach the task, know what needs to be done, creating goals out of what needs to be done, and breaking those individual goals down into tasks that can be easily executed. This is kind of like cutting your steak up into pieces instead of just trying to eat the entire steak, right? Number two, time is key. Try to avoid creating a verbal checklist or verbal schedules like, oh, well, I got to remember to do this or I'm going to do that. If you take the time to write down your to-do list or to write down things that you have to do, this will give you a visual representation of what needs to be done and you can create a realistic schedule for getting things done. It's also a good practice to simply knock things out when you think about them. If you think about something and you're in a position to just go ahead and take care of it, instead of taking the time to write it down or pull out a pen and paper or go to the note application on your phone, just get it done. Just go ahead and knock it out. All the time that you spend making excuses for anything or telling yourself or giving yourself reasons to why you can't do something are all forms of procrastination. Number three, give it 5 minutes. Simply put, guys, give it 5 minutes. Whatever the task, look into it for 5 minutes. And if in that 5 minutes you can't develop the momentum you need to finish the project or the task, chances are you discovered a roadblock that prevented you from doing it, right? So for every task you want to delay, start on it for 5 minutes. And if at the end of that 5 minutes you want to stop, go ahead. But 9 times out of 10, this quick 5 minutes will motivate you to give it another 5 minutes. And before you know it, the entire project is done. Number four, we are all familiar with this one. Just do it, period. It won't be perfect. The timing will never be perfect. The pictures will never be perfect. The content will never be perfect. Instead of chasing perfection, chase done. Done beats perfection simply because done gives you the chance to see what it takes to be perfect. Here's another example. You're launching a website, but you wanted to have 6 blogs up and you only have 2 available, or you wanted to have 30 products available and you only have 5. You can either waste time and money waiting to load those other blogs or products, or you can load what you have and let those sell while you upload the others. The choice is yours. Number 5, delay gratification. When there is a task we're not excited about, well, for me, it's not uncommon for me to decide to do it along with something else I enjoy. So if I'm writing content, I'll write content and drink wine. Or if I'm building a website, I'll do that and watch Netflix. I tend to have these little comforts available just to keep me satisfied and somewhat, you know, distracted from the task at hand. Delayed gratification says not to drink that glass of wine or turn on Netflix until I've reached a certain point in my workload. This helps me focus a little more and accomplish a little more. So by the time it's time for me to actually enjoy the things that I want to do, I can do it knowing that I did what I had to do first. Number 6, guys, the last one, keep going. Don't be discouraged by roadblocks. Roadblocks are just that. They're things that either move or we go around them, but we do not allow roadblocks to stop our trip. When approaching a project or working on a task, it's easy to encounter a problem or make a mistake that sets us back, and then we say, well, screw it, I'll finish it tomorrow. Instead, view those mistakes and problems as examples of things you know not to do. Failure can either be used as a tool to learn or it can be used as a tool to procrastinate. Either way, that tool is going to do its job. What job it does, it's up to you. That's all I got for you guys. Over and out.